talk about Bronze Age trade, trade across Europe, and what can be learnt from it, because there's been an astonishing discovery, a beautiful discovery, in a grave of an early Bronze Age woman in southwest Germany. It's a golden ring, so this is sort of several thousand years ago, a couple of thousand years before the Common Era, and it appears to have been crafted in Cornwall, which is the southwestern tip of England. So how did it end up in southwest Germany, which is more than 1,000 kilometres away? Reiko Kraus is an archaeologist from the University of Tübingen who led the excavation. What an amazing find. Congratulations. First off, I just want to know, this is absolutely fascinating. How do you know that the gold ring was made in Cornwall? What traces tell you that that's where it's likely to have come from?
Yeah, good morning from Germany. This question we can answer on the elements which are within the gold. So gold never appears in a pure ore. It is always mixed up with other minerals. And interestingly, this source, which we know from before in Cornwall, contains of a lot of silver, more than 20%, and a very low amount of copper, which is very, very specific for this kind of deposit, gold deposit.
Because you're able to locate pretty much the river that you think it came out of.
Yeah, so luckily, our colleagues in Mannheim, we have a special laboratory there. They made investigation on the famous sky disk of Nebra. You know, this sky disk is one of the oldest, or the oldest depiction of the sky, of the night sky, with stars and moon and sun. And these applications on the disk, they are also made from the gold of Cornwall. And from the investigations on the Nebra sky disk, we know already that this is the source, actually, where this gold comes from.
Extraordinary. Now, do we think that the ring was made in Cornwall and then transported the more than 1,000 kilometres to Germany, or the gold was transported and then made into a ring? Do we know that at all from the style of the ring?
Yeah, this is a very important question, and we cannot easily answer on that. But as there are many more rings out of this shape from the eastern parts of Central Europe, it is more likely that it was made in Central Europe.
Okay.
So that gold in a pure form came to Central Europe and was made there.
This throws up the amazing idea. Tell us about the trade route. It means that somebody was trading raw gold from Cornwall, taking it to people and selling it to people in Central Europe. How did that work?
Yeah, so trade is maybe a bit too much. So we are talking about exchange in this communities, prehistoric communities. And the thing is that actually there is a very strong connection to Cornwall because of the name-giving bronze. Bronze is an alloy of copper with tin, and there are not many tin sources in Europe or at all in the old world. And one of the most prominent for this time is in Cornwall. So most of the tin in Europe comes from Cornwall. So maybe together with the tin, which is needed for to produce bronze, also this small little amount of gold came into Europe for to make this.
And do we know at all what it would have been exchanged for? I mean, nowadays it would be BMWs and so on. But what would Germany have paid for the gold with?
Yeah, that is absolutely unknown to us. So actually, there is not much resources in Central Europe in this part where we found this grave. So this is really a question we cannot answer.
Absolutely fascinating, though. So, Reiko, many, many thanks indeed. The ring itself, I should just describe, that Reiko Kraus found. It's basically, it's a beautiful, thin, almost like a piece of pasta, which has been twisted into a nest. It's an incredible thing. Thank you, Reiko Kraus. This is the